want to speak a little bit, to touch on the gear and the inyanim of tzitzis, or maybe to give a small akdama, why to speak punk on the inyanim of tzitzis now. When I got married, straight after my chasana, I decided I'll write a chibur on inyanim tzitzis. So I written a whole sefer. I really typed it, mafteches, pictures, everything was mesuda. And then my rebbetzin told me that she doesn't see there was enough amal when I was learning it. She just got married. She thinks could I put it in the gniza. Next sefer you could print. So I felt very bad, you know. A young Ingeman, I worked, I'm Amish learned in Yonim, I tried. I was writing letters to all different people. If I kept, I had much more time then. And I wanted to print it, it's already. So I decided from the same time, across the street to me, was living at Chaim Kreisbud. So I thought, well, I said, I'm going to ask Chaim Kreisbud. I was maybe Adidas with him that time. So I'm going to ask Chaim Kreisbud what he thinks about it. I just got married, I've written a sefer, I want to print it, I read some things that's not good, it's not richtige Amal. So he told me you're not allowed to print it. So I'll tell you. He says, I want to tell you a story. He said, 50 years ago, your father had a brother. I was a rav, he was in Chicago somewhere, in Skokie. And your father had a brother, younger from him, his name was Eliyahu. His name was Chaim. And from the time he was born, he was trying to get a tzitzis, as they even daf, niputz lishmo, you know, not just buy it outside, the garnish. Tzitzis, Paul will see what means a tzitzis, yeah? A tzitzis, mitalet kanfes, mitchutim. And that is in America, it was very hard to get a real tzitzis. To get a real tzitzis, was very schwach, was very schwer. And Imamish was terech himself to get a tzitzis. He was matrich to get a tzitzis. So he was matrich himself to get a tzitzis. And I saw him. I saw him be matrich to get a tzitzis. And the day that he got a tzitzis, I saw a light on his head. And I knew that he came to the world to fix the mitzvah tzitzis. A week after he got sick and he died right away. I feel my shomayim, your wife is stopping you to print the sefer on tzitzis. Don't finish to mashlim the inyan. Come inside. So, I said, don't mashlim the inyan of tzitzis. I feel Punky the Sayyid says not shoot it, write a safe man tzitzis, put out the chasna, was the shaykh, it's mechatesa. I feel if you want to live, don't print the safer. So Chaim Kreisbud told me. So I have the safer, I have it packed. Chvezish, maybe my kids will print it, Chvezish, I want to live, yeah? Chvezish, he told me not to print it. But I feel very kosher to tzitzis. All different stories in my life with tzitzis, not the mokim, it's halochashir, not nishkin stories. So I like from time to time just a little bit to be machshiv, the mitzvah of tzitzis, to be mashlim, what I feel that medaf. Chazal say in Tana Devar Eliyahu, Perek Chovov, Kishboruch Hu zokt Moshe Rabbeinu, after the chet of the Mekoshesh, that he was nichshel on Shabbos. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you know why the Mekoshes was nichshol? He didn't have tefillin beroishoi vebezroi. The Lashon HaRambam, mi sheyesh lo mezuzah bepischoi vetefillin beroishoi vetzitzis bebigdoi muftach hu she'ein echoite. The Mekoshes in Shabbos, so gleich in the parsha, gleich noch the parsha of Mekoshes, we have Vayemer Hashem al Moshe, v'osu lo emtzitzis al kanfei bigdei. Person has to have a shmir of tzitzis. Person has to have a shmir. Put on himself a tzitzis. You know, it's Gedolei Yisrael, when they go on the airplane, they wear another extra pair of tzitzis. Like this, they have a shmir of tzitzis. Tzitzis is a zach, that is shomer a person, but also in tzitzis on account of big day. It says in Sefer Refoel HaMalach is tzadik, erich tzitzis. In Yon Rav Moit, af echod me'elef, eino mekayim mitzvah tzitzis karoi, כמה דקדוקי דינים יש במצוות ציציס. גמור עושה זה, אז המקיים מצוות ציציס, לגמור זאת, זויכה ורויה פני השכינו, ולעושי לובו ישמשו, אלופי ושמונה מוי סבודים. 2,800. גמור מייס נחש, במדגמטריה, every person for every ציציס, he will have 2,800 משמשי. So let me gain a shtickle. You're right, mitzvah tzitzis be'etzem is a mitzvah kiyumis. If you have a beged arba kanfes, you mechuyev to be matil tzitzis in the beged arba kanfes. So a person will say, it's a mitzvah kiyumis. But when I play basketball, or the other one, I forgot the name, one you run after, one you throw, but both of them, so people take football, so people take off the tzitzis. Say, what is the chiyuch? There's a mitzvah kiyumis. When I have a beged arba kanfes, I'll put on tzitzis. When each day, first, it's matzah minachet. I think fakert. There is even more you have to have it. The mahalach fakert. But, chutz from that, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the be'idne de ritche, and shinen al bitul mitzvah sese. Our days are called idne de ritche, that then a person is nenash for not mekayim mitzvah tzitzis. So the ma'aseh be'in the deritcha is a sakona to go without the kiyum mitzvah. There's an argument in tzavishin the poiskim. So what is the shiur? Chazal say that even there's no chiyuv towards tzitzis. Only if you have a beged arba kanfes, you mechuyuv to be matil kanfes. But be'in the deritcha and shinen a mitzvah tzitzis. So how much? Some people say the whole day. So I was not the whole day. The ma'ase, how that is a minik to wear talis cotton, some of Rishonim already bring down, and Achronim more, that is a chiyuv to wear it the whole day. It became like a minik. A minik doesn't mean like, stam, minik is you wear a gartel. As maybe minik of Erev Pesach, that Mokum Shinoagu Shalilasis Meloche, it became mamish like a aloche in Klal Israel, and you mechuyuv to go with a talis cotton. It's the Mokum Shutim, but. Everyone here doesn't have a tzad nishta zeh, but chavre chavre islay, that lemaisa is a chiv to go the whole day with a talis cotton. Well, I'm not speaking now when a person is playing sports, we'll see later, maybe is a teirim, but be a soidai. And also, lemaisa, when a person rests by day, it's also not poshut if he takes it off or not. You have to know. But if a person needs a shmira when he rests, for sure it's kedai to have the tzitzis on. He has the shmira. I'm not speaking now on the night, we're speaking now first on the alochas. Our prisoners to know that Meikar Inyan is not to go to Talad Ames without tzitzis when you wake up in the morning to put on the Talis Kotten gleich. Andre Hamati, even before the Negevasa, even that you're not allowed to touch your clothes, but you're allowed to put on the Talis Kotten, Shilayelich Talad Ames with the Talis Kotten. This is the minig today, and Unazay Midav Zay. It's not a chumo yaseire to be the whole time on the Talis Kotten. Now, let me gain a little bit to mevar the Gemara. The Gemara in Menachos Lametes, the Gemara says like this. Velcha beged, I heard Stan from Adam Godel. He tells you, when a bacher comes into his room, he knows if the bacher goes with a talis cotton or not. Mizet of the Panim. And I'm telling him that is an Adam Godel for that. Even I could see. Some boys, you know, before you see them, that they were not. Das nicht gekocht. Aber mir sagt, a person has to know, dass das Dvorim pshut ihm, und am Moment ich gedaf redden auf dem Michlal. Der Dor Vechachomov. The Gemara Melochis Lamentes says, welcher Beged is chayev betzitzis? Es mach leikes. One man the Oma holds, tzemer bepishtim. Or, kol minim chayovim. Teisus hold v'shitas Rashi, kol abgodim chayovim midei reise. Lefi Rambam, only tzemer bepishtim. Shittas HaShulchan Aruch, Moran HaBes Yosef, in Simen Tes, Seif Alef, Ein Chayev B'tzitzis Min HaTeire, Elo Beged Pish Tzemer V'Pishtim. Dainu, O Beged Pishtim, O Beged Tzemer Recheili. Aval Big Day Shar Minim, Einem Chayovim B'tzitzis Elo Mid Rabbono. Zog de Ramo, V'yesha Imrim. De Kulu Chayovim Mid Reise, V'Hochi Ilchase. So Shittas HaMechaber, Tzitzis Deiraisa is only wool and cotton. Cotton is not negia today, so we have wool. I'm linen, not cotton, I'm sorry. Other linen, other wool. The Ramot Paskin, everything is Deiraisa. Zog de Mishneh Berurah, Chofetz Chaim, V'ir Shomayim, Yachmir al Atzmoi, Das HaRishoino, V'yas Tali Shel Tzemer, Kedei Sheyischayev Min HaTeireh. ונוכן שיעשה בין הטליס גודל ובין הטליס קוטן של צמר. זה שיטס המשנברורה, רואי לכל ירא שמיים שיחמר שיעשה הטליס מצמר, בין הטליס גודל, בין הטליס קוטן. Even the משנברורה brings it down, and my seraph from the Goen wore טליס קוטן from cotton, from צמר גפן. Remoisha Feinstein, in the Grismoisha, Simon Aleph, Beis, and Simon Chelek Beis, Simon Aleph, and Chelek Gimel, Simon Aleph, Roy Lehakpid Betaliskotin Shal Tzemer. And in Yoredeya, he brings down, V'chein Noi Hakti Be'atzmi, even in the summer. So, for sure, the people in America that follow Remoisha, for sure have to go with the Tzemer, yeah? Maybe the Rabbanim and Eretz Yisrael are still making. He just pulled Pakel out from Al Shiur. Yeah, but the people that follow Reb Moshe, if you had a psak, you can't wear a talis not from wool and the same as Reb Moshe, you know, to live in Kulis. It's a gate to say. If you want to be like Reb Moshe, you have to wear a talis mitzema. Now, the Chazanish and Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I'm sure everyone, Chaim Kanievsky is Avide Ligluya. They don't have a wool cut, a talis cotton. Now, let me mask what I part of the shiurim is also Spanish can amiratzi. To know what is the machlekes. The Welt says, my sechir, Abali brings down, that the Goen went all of the day with a talis shel tzemel. The day he went talis with tefillin, talis gotten. The Goyen had a talis godl, he had tefillin. We know the Goyen was not to put on tefillin from the morning to the night with a talis godl. B'meile, Fakel Zokta, the Goyen wanted a chap, all the mitzvahs, as he said, like Shmuel Salam. So he had a very poshta eitzah. He wants the eitzah also the rice and also the rabbon. So talis godl he had from wool, he had his tefillin, but it will happen at the rabbon on eichet. He didn't ask him the rabbon on chavivale. So mainly he put on a cotton. Kumt Heintike mention, they don't go with the talis godl, but they have the cotton. Yotze kirech, mikan and mikan. This is one shita, and Azerim Shumazaman and all of them, they went with wool. They hold. Without going with the talis godl. Even the Chazanish went with the talis the whole day. Talis godl. So mainly, this is one reason. A different reason that they brought down, that was a Kabbalah from the Goyen, in the old days, the undershirts, all the clothes that people wear under the clothes, all the underwear was made from linen. So it's practical. Today they have these new zachen, you could make underwear. I'm going to explain. This is the Metzias. At the Zogun, it was not the underwear, it was the shirts, the nice shirts in that days to be strong. They didn't have the way we have the ironing and the press. So linen strong, strike. This is Alamo for Shatnas, Alamo. The things that are strong are made all the places in the coast. All the places have linen. Linen is a strong. Sakva Eiffel are made from linen. But Vinit V, the Cheshman was that the Goyen had Kanire, Sai underwear and Sai undershirts and Sai. A shirt from linen, shittas arrived that if a person has linen, wool, linen, it's called kilayim. The only way that it's not kilayim, if you could take off the bottom one without taking off the top one. The moshul, if you have shoes, and you have socks, if the shoes have wool, like the boots, you have linen socks, it's a shaila from kilayim. Sandals, the moshul, are not, because you could pull off your socks without taking off the sandal. But if you have a shoe that you can't take off the bottom one without taking off the top one, shita saraivit, that it's called kilayim. And it's not only the Raivets, the Choshev Yidden, and the Eichad HaMakbid of them. I'm not saying that the majority of the Raivets are Makbid on that Shita, but it's not a Shita Tchuya. Mele, they say that the Goyen, if you're coming out of Choshes, the Goyen said, I don't want to have a Talis Kotten. Talis Kotten, I'm going to have a jacket on top, I have a shirt on top, a shirt under. It could go different places, that could be a Shailah from Tzema B'Pishtim Yachdom. Mele, he didn't wear it. Reb Chaim Galievsky said, that in Bnei Brak, they wore alamol cotton, and the Chazanish told him that the reason they're doing it because the Goyen wanted to be machria, that the Iker aloche that he yoytze be cotton, so he did it lehoyres aloche einach nami, to be yoytze be siyosef, it's avada kidai to be yoytze shuchanoruch, but he wanted to show the Iker aloche, and while this was the meaning of the Goyen, we feel tzachazevi the Goyen. This is one reason. Another reason, Salamaisa, again, people that don't have a talis gadol, it's harder to fear Azei, because they're not making the day rice if you shita mechaber. But I'm saying, Yesh al malismoich, the nafkimina is, I'll tell you what is the nafkimina. I read one from Zaman Oyabach. A bocher that doesn't have a mineg has to wear wool. Because the Chofetz Chaim says that you have to wear wool. The Chofetz Chaim said, you have to wear wool. If you have a minig, don't push down the people that have a minig to wear cotton. Why not to push down the people that wear cotton? Because they have a chazanish. But I'll explain to you why. If we go like the Rebbe Reb Chaim Kanievsky, as I talk about the Rebbe the chazanish, gemacht as if the Rebbe the goyen, so they wear cotton. I'm about to speak about these people that wear, I don't know how you call it even, the full with holes from plastic, yeah? So, boch levatole, mistomet. We'll get to it in a second. These people can't say we have a mesorah. Because the Goyen didn't go with such a beggar. So I'm saying, if Chaim Kanievsky explained, Be'etzim b'chofetz Chaim Paskin, a person has to be choishish to be yoytzeh the deiraisa every day. Abaval, the Goyen did it, lehoyres aloche, like the second Shittas, so we wear the same beggar that the Goyen wore. But the Heidik and Naya Zachen, or we'll see later, all different undershirts, all different modern Zachen, that will go duch, if you could yoytzeh tzitzis or not, so I want to go to the aloches. But you have to know alamo, you're chepping with the ikara aloche. And the Chofetz Chaim says, Yer Shomayim, Yachmir al Atzmo, Yelchush Tadas HaMechaber, and to be Yoytzer Talis Deiraisa. But we'll see more reasons why too. But I want first to end the Indian from the Goyen. Anders Zogim Pshat, why the Goyen was not Choshish to the Shisa Shulchan Aruch. In that days, and especially the Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Chazanish, they were tzitzis like Acheinu HaChasidim. Now, we put a talis cotton under the shirt. The chassidim, and not even chassidim, Chazanish, Chaim Kanievsky, and a lot of more gedolim, they wear it outside. I'm not going now to bevar the Indian why they put it inside or we put it inside. But while they wore it outside, and that kind of beged was worn in that days, I will explain. The same thing, we have shirts. That kind of beged was a beged that was accepted to go in that days. I don't know if it was exactly made in the tzur of the tzitzis, but it makes sense. The same thing, the shirts are made from that kind of material. That kind of beged, not from wool. No one went with shirts from wool. The little kids wear, you know, blue shirts from wool. Take and warm them up in the winter. But the normal shirts are not made from wool. They wanted that the beged of tzitzis will be mamish nirek beged. We're again a second. That is the Indian that to be a beged. A zach that is not called a beged felt in the kiyum mitzvah, because be'etzem is va'osulo em tzitzis al kanfei bigdeya. The more that it's close to a beged is a bigger hidu. So the mele, this is a vada that if a person uses different materials, it's on the mabna zach that is not called a beged today. As a vada nishois gehal. This is one mahalach. It's a different group of poskim that they say like this. In the winter, and this is what we see Ramosha Feinstein himself said, he says, even in the summer, to wear wool. In the summer, they hold you not allowed to wear wool. Why? Val Yushvitz. You're not nene from it. They have a raya that you have to be nene from the begad of the tzitzis. What is the raya that you have to be nene? The Gemara says that kilayim betzitzis is mutar midei raise. Frag the world, what is the raya that kilayim betzitzis is mutar? Noch mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. So you're not nene from the begad. Everyone knows, ikar ashita, I'm not going into the machlekes. Moich eksus, moich im gedarkom. Ubilvad shle ichavnu bacham ebne acham, bakshom ebne akshomim. Ikar aloche, with all the stiris, if levushen, aloe, and the sugas in yivomis, behelem dat chelek. Kilayim on anoe, is muta. Moich eksus, moich im gedarkom. Ubilvad shle ichavnu lehenes. So the male, and so the shayla is why? If kilayim is muta without anoe, because if you're not nene, you're not chai b'chlaim, so why you have to have a heter that you're allowed to wear klaim b'tzitzis? Mrs. Lav lehenes nitnu, so I'm not nene from the beged, so chsavien al over klaim. Again, klaim al ad anoem, moich iksus moich im gedarko. I have a heter klaim b'tzitzis, tzem b'pitzim yachdov, v'somich le lesil b'ash mikan, derish and smuchim im mikratoiro, and gmor in yevomis. V'az dam kumitza le heter of klaim, teip b'klaim, and Mrs. Lav lehenes nitnu. The teretz is, and tzitzis, you have to be nene from the beged. On them is nishkin kiyum mitzvah tzitzis. So you can't say mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. As if a person can't eat his surah no in Shabbos, it's not mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. Yeah? He goes to a hotel on a hechsha, mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. It's not heter. Why? Because the chefs of the mitzvah is because of the Shabbos oinek. No shayach is mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. When you eat a matzah, maybe mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. Efshar yeh, efshar nisht. But the mele, they said, val is a mitzvah to be nene from the tzitzis. So the mele, they tell you, but I say, in the summer, if you're suffering, or when you're playing these sports, and it's mamash not gishmak to you, so you're allowed to take it off. Reb Moshe writes down in the tshuva, Roy Lilber Tzemer, Velo Vashti Av Bakayitz, Av Sheho Yochav. Well, Reb Moshe's meram is, even though it's hot. So I saw in Minchas Osher, he brings down, that could be if it's made for the mitzvah, you don't say that it's a chisoron and the anoy of the beggar. There's two rayas. The halacha is, chalitza, you have to do in a shoe. The Gemara says, the shoe that is not made for a shoe, it's made for a covet, you're not yaitza chalitza with it. Na'al she'osu le'covet, you're not yaitza chalitza. It has to be a real shoe. I don't know if you went once to see chalitza. They had this old shoe from 5,000 years ago, yeah? No one in the world wears it today. If you try to ask someone to go with it in the street, no one will go with it. So the Shai said, how about you eat a chalitza today? Yeah, they have chutim, the whole sugya on your vomits. So the Shai is, so hi, you can't be eat a chalitza. Because no one has a tanachidika shoe. This shoe with stripes, like 20 stripes, it's a ganze avoida. The Torah says, oh, but this is the shoe of the mitzvah, avada, it's good. The Gemara says, beget shosu lekoved is not chai betzitzis. Scarves and different things. I'm not going now. We're not going in today to these kind of malochas. So the shayla is talis gadol today is only omed lekoved. It's not made anymore for a beggar. So how it's chayav tzitzis? The teretz is a bevad that's made for the beggar of tzitzis, and the bevad doesn't lose the shame if the shame beggar. So if a person has a beggar of wool in the summer, even if it's hot, avada is yoytze. So again, aval sidom achmirim. So you have to know it's three groups. And some people that wear wool the whole time, Reb Moshe, and Zayn Bis Medrash, and as I think most of Roiv Rubam Shalab and the Teir in the world do it. And Eretz Yisrael, the people that follow the Bis Medrash with the Chaznish, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, Rav Greideman, and that Mishpochas, they don't go with wool at all. And there's a lot of Rabbanim that in the winter they go, in the summer they don't go. But it's not only convenience. It's not only Shazeg Yishmak. Because it's a mockum to say that if I'm not Nenef from the Beged, it's a chisol. What? So what are you asking then? I will tell you. It's something that I didn't understand till this week. And I'll tell you what, till that Shabbos. You know, it's a shayla in Moshul, if you're allowed to have a hat, kilayim and a hat or not. We spoke once a whole shiur. And everyone asks the shayla, kilayim, a hat, you nana from a hat? I'm asking, a kuchma, maybe you nana, yeah? But I'm speaking a litvish hat, yeah? Oh, you nana from it? I asked all the mumchim and the kilayim, because people came out with the chumos that I have to check now, Felster, that one checks, that's another check, and that's it's a kilayim hat shear, it's a bezunder noise. But they came out with signs with the badatz. Now there comes the hat. In the Pelster, you get a hat with the badatz already. Yeah? That's not kilayim. And I called up the all these places. I said, Meshuggah Naya Zachar. Where's the Hanoi in the hat? They told me the Rambam, shake the hat. So the hat of the Rambam was like a kutchma. I said, no, it was a kutchma, like a Russian hat. You know, when you go skiing, as a something you put on the hat. Everyone knows what it is. Yeah? But Nishkin Alitz Meshat. So he told me, you don't understand. When it's cold outside, when you're freezing, the hat helps you. I didn't understand it. I lost my coat last week. Now, Shabbos, I was going in the street, and I had to move from one building to the other building. Shabbos, one of the days this last week, I don't remember exactly. And there's a place that, in the morning, I go without my hat because I have to go to Davin, and the place that I'm Davin, the Shtibul, if I put my hat, I will lose also my hat. So I leave my hat. It's my mission in my house. I have a thousand filling, all of my zachin, and there's no place there to put the hat. The talis, you can put one on each other. I'm not sure why there's no place for the hat. There's no place for the hat. But it was very cold outside, so I took my hat because it was cold. So I chap that you are nene. It adds. Also, it was very cold, so I took a scarf, even though I didn't have a coat. It also helped me up. Every part of material on the body helps.
Not
in
the summer.
So
when it's cold.
When
the
summer.
Again, it's not again. This is a noas chimum. You want it or you don't want it, it's called a noas chimum. Like I've been in the summer, it's a different discussion. We said some people say you suffer, some say you're not. But the maise, it's a noas chimum. You have a noas.
In the summer, you're not
nanny. You're not.
It's
warm. Yeah, okay, I will explain it later. I explained the hat.
Well,
no, I'm just saying, like I explained the hat, even though before that I didn't understand that. It's worth to understand also.
How does it explain in the winter?
I said, I explained one thing. The other thing, someone else will explain. Let me get back. Now, what patterns? And here was a tumult that the Gdolim shut the tumult down. Now the tumult is over already, we can speak about it a little bit. I want to explain to you. The halacha is like this. Tzemer is poiter b'chol aminim. Tzemer is poiter b'chol aminim. Dahin, if you have chutim from tzemer, you can have every kind of beged, cotton, plastic, lamazogim, ister. Chutim tzemer poiterim b'chol aminim. Sugin yivom es tafei amud beiz dalton. Tzemer poiter, dalton amud beiz. Tzemer poiter ben b'minam ben shaloi b'minam. Shar minim b'minam poiterim b'minam shaloi b'minam einam poiterim. And this is what we do. A person has a cotton tzitzis, but the chutim is tzemer. We don't have nipus lishmor cotton. The Magen Avraham says, what tzemer patas shaloi b'minoi, it's only with tcheles. On tcheles, it doesn't patas shaloi b'minoi. V'meile zog the Magen Avraham, and talis shel cotton, chutim tzemer don't patas. You have to have chutim cotton. This is another reason that a lot of machmirim go with beged tzemer. Because the freedom of Magen Avraham, you're going with Dalet Kanfes below Tzitzis. The Mishnah Berurah says, Deloika Magen Avraham. But as a Kumtzah Esreg, Mishnah Berurah says it's kosher, but Mizuchtas, the Briskirov Gizok HaShvarza Pintale, we choishish with the Esreg. We're going 24 hours with the Tzitzis. Again, if you have a minik from Katten, I'm not talking against it. But let's be in a prison that his father doesn't have a minik Bichlal, he doesn't wear the Tzitzis, yeah? Now, the Tumul started like this. I don't remember if you remember, 2 years ago was a tumul, they called it the Zabo. It was a shayla of the meat, if the cows are called cows or not. Because it was different kind of cows, no mesoira, yeah, a cow, not a cow, it looks like a camel. It was a whole tumul. And as a sofer, tkufa, no one ate meat. Now, so the same me'irim had a title like this. The halacha is, tzemer, that is called tzemer, is tzemer echel. What we call sheep is an ez, it's a goat. What would it be if the ez got married to a sheep? I don't know how to call the Zohar Dalton. And she had a baby, Rochel. The Chazal call it Rochel Bas Ez. Nicht Rochel Afroy. Rochel Bas Ez. The Gemara says, Afal Pishe Nires Ke Rochel, Afilu Admeo Doires, Ein Dino Ke Rochel. Now, the tiny that the sheep today were mixed all over, most of the chickens, was never a chicken with time Chazal that looked like our chickens. Likula Alme. They mixed them so much times when they came over the years to make them to be eatable and with the aklim. The sheep were aliyuchs and tzalayvis though. So b'meile, they claim that our... So the first thing I wanted to say, so we have a problem. You have a tzitzis. You put on chutim. Maybe the beged is from a real sheep. The chutim are from the rochel. No, shvache teile. It's not everyone today is the same family, let me say. But the machmirim teile, and the same thing is, no. But if you take a cotton clothes and you put on chutim, it's not chutei tzemer. So in our beged, you yoytzim imalav shach. The beged is not tzemer, it's rochel bases. And the chutim are also rochel bases. The same mishpacha. But if you take a cotton one, you're not yoytzim. And it was a tzad that they would take out letters from the Gedolei Yisrael Mamish, and he himself, he didn't want to answer, and he didn't let even to take out the rumor that, you know, it'll be a new chumre from the Gadol Hador that is a problem. The ma'ase back and forth, and mishuma, I don't know exactly the reason, was decided that it's not a problem. But I know it's a group of very big machmirim, one of them lives in Kiryat Sefer, Choshev Rav, and Apo Machmirim, that they have special place, they take tzemer, that they have a yichus, and the tzemer, that it's not tzemer shel rochel bases. But why I'm saying that, Alamol, the Gemara says that Talmid Chochem has to know aloches. Now, a person never knows where he ends up. But if Lamasha, you see a sheep that is a rochel bases, you have to know the aloches, that not every tzemer is kosher. Maybe we don't have to be choshesh. But we have to know that not every tzemer is choshev. Now, the poskim have a shaila like this. Plastic, nylon, synthetic. Chayim betzitzis or ain't a chayim betzitzis? Shaila number one. Shaila number two. Synthetic plastic with holes. Some of them like, you know, they can't afford a whole baguette, so they have cheaper ones that, you know, abyssal yes and abyssal nicht. Abyssal yes, abyssal nicht. This year they have the ganze geld. So, not the shilas I say. And it's two shilas. I want to explain. These godim have two shilas. One shila, the synthetic shila, and then even if synthetic is chayiv, if it has holes, if it's chayiv or not. And I will explain. Is a gemara menoches mefureshes beged mi'oir potu af mi de rabbono. Even if Chazal will mechayev sharp godim, beged me'or Chazal will not mechayev. Zog me Reb Moshe Feinstein, why? Because the oir is one piece, it's not even doime to the beged de reise. A beged is made shtive erev, you know? And then chosh Chazal tzayt, shtive erev, strings back and forth. So even if Lama Zog, the beged of Teir, it's some of a pishtim, all the other begotim kuktois as they be tzem of a pishti. But beged oir is one piece, it's not dumya. Now, a person, one of a person takes the oir and slices it to very small pieces and makes threads out of the oir. And then you can take everything, you put it in the machine, and you have letter strings. Reb Moshe Feinstein says, even so it's potu. Chazal were not goyzer and they were not mechayev ba'oir. The Har Tzvi says that it's chayiv. The Divrei Yatziv and Orach Chaim I saw he brings down because it's not mekabel tumo nylon plastic. It's double agodel min hayam. So Reb Moshe Feinstein says that a beged oir, a synthetic, is not chayiv betzitzis. But lefi the Har Tzvi, it's chayiv betzitzis. And the Lahoris Lenosin, he brings down another reason. If it has holes, says in Rambam state, Beged Shu Kesachivro. It's like a sack. Shepsori Nira Mitoichoi, Al Yedei Chaloinois, Ein Loishem Beged. So, the Mesa, the Lahoris Lenosin Paskins, even if we'll say like the Achronim that want to learn the Har Tzvi, that plastic is Chayev, but if it has holes, it's not Chayev. And Tzitz Eliezer, he wants to be maker. He says that today, while they make it like strings, all these things are made from all different pieces together. None of the metzias. Some are yes and some are not. Some are really, you have to know the metzias. And he says that even if it's holes, but if it's only if it's a beggar that is covering, but if it's a beggar, the Elyon, that is not. So lemaisa, the meaning of all of the Yereim is not to use such a tzitzis. You could see, Mamash, I say you see it b'chush, like I said, Bochim that don't wear tzitzis, I mean that wear these kind of godim. You could see on the face that they don't have the kedusha of tzitzis. But, why I'm saying that? But you have to know, it's only l'chumre, not l'kule. L'moshul, sometimes, I don't know how you say it exactly, maybe you'll help me, but I know when some you go, they call it kinuing dalaving. I don't know exactly, as a, you know, that's the thing that they put on when they go to kinuing. No, it's like when you know canoeing is a special. What?
Wetsuits.
So these clothes are almost like a tzitzis. Could be. It's not a life jacket. Not a life jacket. It's called canoeing, delivering. I don't remember exactly what it is. I asked someone once how you say it in English. I don't know exactly. It's almost like a tzitzis. It's a suit from the front and a suit from the back. So, it's a problem. It's chai betzitzis. And you rent, you know, when you pay for the canoeing, you get it, it's a part, you pay, you get it also. It goes together. So the eighth is, either you could cut the corner off if they let you, or the eighth is, you take yours and you makne it to someone else, you mafkir it. So it's only shoul. Then it's a trader abundance. And the zogin that it's not made for begging, it's only made for protecting for the water that is spitzing around. Let me get in the next slide. Today, people came up with a new idea. They made these undershirts that they cut the sides and they put on tzitzis. Acheinu use it. Yeah? The person can say not to do it. Why? One reason is, it's not called a beged. Why it's not called a beged? I'll bring you a riot that all of you have been asking. I don't know if you, Baruch Hashem, I hope that you will never zeichet to be in a beis ha'avel. Right, so the halacha is time, it's good to know. There's a difference if your father dies, chas v'sholem, or your brother, or the other cousins. When father and mother die, the chiyuv kriya is, kirei ha'kol b'godov ad shemegale eslibo. And even if you put on different clothes, again, kol ha'shiva, when a brother dies, the marshal is a chiyuv kriya once, you tear one piece and finish. If you change your clothes, you don't have to have, but you say that you could switch the kriya clothes, you don't have to wear them over shiva. The meaning is, you wear it the whole shiva. By your father, if you change your clothes, you have to tear again. I don't know if you realize, no one tears the undershirts. Why not? It's not called a beged. It's made for the shvitz, for the zeya. It's not a beged. It's not to keep you warm. Someone has big undershirt, you know, long sleeves in the winter, could be he has to tear it. But do you say that it's not called a beged? If it's not called a beged, you're not yetzer betzitzis. It's not made for malbush. And more from that. And tzitzis, we said, is a kula today because the chefs of the tzitzis was made for tzitzis. This here, if I got this person doesn't want to have also a tzitzis notion shirt, yeah, he doesn't want to have three layers undershirt, tzitzis, and shirt. If it's made from linen, but today, all the undershirts are made from synthetic, from linen. They're not made from wool for sure. They're not made from linen.
It's not a beggar.
Kilayim doesn't make aloy is also. Chevel shel kilayim is also aloy. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said not to use it. So I'm saying, they're a bonim tayin that today, while they do it for the mitzvah, so they're not really doing it with an undershirt, it's like much more expensive, and it's kilu, like we said before. You have to know, nishta zei posh. Now, there's a minig that we makpid that the chutim will look in the same color of the beged. Now the chutim will look the same color of the beged. Lemaisa, it's not me'akev. And lemaisa, the mishabu is machriya that the chutim have to be white. Again, me'ikar aloch, if the beged is blue, the chutim are blue. If the beged is red, the chutim, you call them red. It's not me'akev. The mishabu is machriya lemaisa, we do him white. Because of that, the minag is, but we want to yotze the aloch that the chutim have to be the same color of the beged. So we make the beged white. So the Sfardim really, because of that, everything is white. The stripes are white, everything is white in the tzitzis. With the Ashkenazim, say if the Reuva beged is white, it's okay. Lemaise, the Iker HaKpode is, in the corners, you have a Sholosh HaSholosh Etzboes, especially in the Talis Gadolim, that even if everything is like more yellowish, that little patch that they add in the edge, they do completely white, if you will see. And the HaKpode is, because the dechutim will be looking kamin kana. Now, what happens? A person is makbid, they have white chutim, but with the years, the chutim start to become yellow. Sometimes they already become black also. Sometimes the beged becomes black. Not in a mystic way, but used, the old tzitzis. So the Welt says that it's kosher, for two reasons. It's garde me tzitzis. Vart was made from that. Like we said, if the tzitzis tear and it becomes shorter, you also yaitze. If not lochas, we have to see it. Chasam Sefer says that the esrog, we said in Sukkos, even if it gets brown, if it's from the mishmush, it's hidur mitzvah. A alter tzitzis is a kuntres totes gdele Yisrael. He brings down that in shut hilal oimer chelik yeredei simen reish yudalet, that in the pinkest of the Chavre Kaddisha from Lelov, it's brought down that the Taz had a Talis Godel torn, yellowish, torn completely. And the Noshim Tzadkonius of Shtot wanted to treat the Taz to buy him a new Talis. Everyone knows the Taz was the only Mohut. I don't know if you know that. The Taz was the only Mohut. It's Mavuz that the Bach was the father-in-law of the Taz. And the Bach promised the Taz, Nadin, that he will give him meat every day to support him, to sit and learn. It was hard times, Maestas. Then with Eichel, you know, the world was a little bit more. Pitom was no money, even for the Bach. So instead of giving him meat, he gave him lungs. The Yeshiva Deval didn't have to come to that. But they gave him lungs. It looks like meat, but it doesn't taste like meat. It's very eerie. I remember when I was a boch in my yeshiva, it was again not in the middle of the tkufa, was no money, we also got lungs. So the Taz was tivad de bachta din teira. You promised me meat. The Bach said, I'm sorry, I can't afford it. Taz says, I'm sorry, I want the din teira. The Bach told him, the Maya said, it's meat. What do you want? He said, I meant meat. I didn't mean lungs. Kitzer, they called the Beis Din. The whole shtot, the Taz, Hodesh was Sutton, he's suing the Bach. The Tayonim sat down and they went to the Sugi of Namedom in Aboso, also with Psareya. The poor guys in the Sugi is not going in out to the whole Dintere. And the Psak was that the Bach is right. That it's called, Filgabi, the Aftoch of the promise. Lemaisi, he said meat and he's Yoitza meat. So the Taz got up and he said, Raboisa, I want to Mazbil to you. Chalilo Vechas. You think I had truni on my shver? No, boss, he promised me in his naden meat. Lemay said, because I didn't eat meat, I was shvach. So limud ha-teira be'iyun was not the same iyun like I'm used to learning. I was scared that when I come to the Shomayim, the Bach of Benitva and the Bitl Teira, well, he promised me, and he never gave me this meat. So now I was mevatul teira be'iyun. And the Bach of Benitva b'Shomayim. So I wanted Bezin Shalmata to machriya that the Bach is Yoitzi Yedei Chivosoi, but Mele he be potu b'beis din Shel Malach. So this is Shoshnel Tzachtu, the Mas of Dalton, and he had an old Fashmata Talis. So the Noshim Tzadkoni has decided, if the Shver Kedish Koyfer, so they will buy himself, they will buy him a nice Talis. And the Taz said like this, Yishakeach an Nidvas Libchen, aval eini roitze liisatef betalis hachadoshu. Ki ha-talis ha-yeshono ha-kru ha-azu, עם דלת סיוסיו, יועידו על שם באולוב באוילום הבא, שלא יהיו לי מחשוב וזוריס בתפילה 18, מיום עומדי על דייתי. This talis knows that I never had מחשוב וזוריס בשעס דאמרי מיום עומדי על דייתי. I don't want a new talis. מה זה? דבר יאבץ, טיינס, that a person is מחויב to buy a new talis. I did this week. I went to buy my father. Father went to Chutzlaren. My mother told me he has an old talis and he's not asking to buy a new one. And he was away. I went and I bought him. He has to get it tomorrow. I don't know what he will say. I bought him a talis and I got it as a person that does it, that doesn't talk in the middle of the kshira, to be yetsa al shittas. No, not like the people that talk in the middle of the kshira of the tzitzis. So, but I got him a tzitzis mudas. The yavit says, the kelivan veyu. So he gets me tashmate. And he says that the real reason of the Taz was he didn't want to mekabel matnas chinam, but also mekabel matonim min anoshim. He decided instead of saying that he's a machmir for these reasons, he made himself. He said another reason, but the real reason was. And then he says more than that. The pshat is not mechuyev to mekabel, but mele he wants that reason. But in leket hakemach hachodesh state that if it got black and not yellowish, you mechuyev to change it. I don't want to be vazed the oilam berabi me, but everyone could check himself. He says the black tzitzis is an isur to go with it. The Gemara says that we know that the korbonis, if the korban is meluchlech, mezuam, es posul, hakrivei uno lepachoscho, hayirtze ponecho im lav. So the person goes with black tzitzis. Hayirtze ponecho im lav. We're going with a shmir. Ein lecho bizein gadol mizeh. Maybe a little bit, we'll start a little bit the halachas. Now, what is the talis that you, what?
The beged too, it's just...
Also the beged. It says, v'nislach lech mizeh v'u shochoy mezuam posul la'avoida. So yellow is using a lot, but it's not most. Black is not hidu. This is what he says. Yellow is hidu, is a mos. So it's mos. I thought you will not wear someone else's black. Don't say it's mos. He says it's mos. One has to know. His suit, he changes every day. His ties, he has every couple hours a different tie. Altis takes care of it. He brushes his coat, his breath, his hat, his shoes. The tzitz is nebach. It's a famous maisa. I don't remember this whole maisa, but it's his memory now. So I don't remember the details, but it was a person that I don't know how the maisa goes. One of the gedolim he came to a house and he heard screaming and crying. And he goes into the house, it's brought down one of the sforim, and he's screaming and crying. And he goes into the house, and no one is in the house. The whole family went to vacation, somewhere to vacation, and no one is in the house. And he goes to the room, and he hears the screaming, and he opens the closet, gets in the waiter till he comes to the place, and he finds the talis. And the talis is crying, you know, they went to vacation, they took everything. And only me they left here. And he writes down, and I answered her, don't worry. He's coming back soon from his trip. But one day when he will go to the real place, he will only take you the talis. Everyone else he will leave behind. Person has to know the talis is the shmira of a person. And the emes is, you know, Siddur Gedolim, that we're 70, 80, 90, Shadr Madregis, we're not holding there. Yeah, the people that are choylik at them hold us not a levush. I'm not going out to do this. It's a bazunda shmuz. But a person has to know, if you treat the talis like a beged from shmira, the Gemara says, Ma'ise b'chosid echod. Ma'ise b'shomosh yezoyna achas b'karkore hayam. Ovar ala yoshevo nahoris b'shevo yamim. Kevin shigi alasis dvar aveiro. Tovcho lo yatzitzis alpono v'nishma. A tzitzis is the shmira. It's like, again, if a person doesn't treat it like a shmira, it's like a dirty zach, so it doesn't have the ma'ilas. But if a person knows, he puts on tzitzis in his mechav and he says the kavanas before, he goes the whole day. Shtayim milafonov, shtayim milayachov. Now, the shir to be yoytze roi vadeyes is amo milafonov, v'amo milayachov, and roi chav tefach. Now, the nekev, if the tzdodim are wider from the nekev, so the nekev is mitztarif to the amo. If it's not, you have to have amo from milifne ha-nekev v'amo milachar ha-nekev. Most of the talisim today, the nekev is not rochav from the tzdodim. The tzdodim are more rochav. So the fidech hazanish, the shir is mi'ikar adin, a meter 20. You could do it 116. The fidech b'chaim no, it's 100, and you could do it 96.
Each side has to be wider than the
middle of the meter. If you want it to be mitztaref, it has to be that both sides together are rochav. If you want it to be mitztaref. But we'll see about it. Mekatchile is another inyan that the nekev, that every side will be one. Now, the machmirim are makpid that the rochav will be, lefi the chazanish, an amar and a half, 90 or 75. But Me'ikar Adin, 60 is okay. Now, what if a person has a smaller shear? So, the Oruch HaShulchan, that means in the Halachas, the Oruch HaShulchan writes down that all of the shiurim were said for Talis Gadol. For Talis Katan, you could make a bracha even in a small shear. V'chein Noagu. Again, like I say, Alamo, Divrei Torah, Tzadikim, Yeichu Bo, V'Rishayim, Mikosh Lubo. I'm not meaning now that people will start to be making not to buy Talis Chazanish. I said the shiur because this is what you have to buy, a shiur Talis Chazanish. But to know that these people think like all these little kids, brachas levatole, the ma'aseh of Chashulchan says that the minig was that in Talis Kotten is no din shiur. The Mogen Avrom and Simon Tezayin brings down b'shem Tshuves Aramo, Rabim Noagu Lilbush Talis Kotten Pochis Mishiur. And then Arki Moshe brings down Mevorchim al mitzvah tzitzis, why not al yisatef b'tzitzis? The yisatef mashma shemevorch al ha'atifo. L'arayen bo mitzvah, it's less from the shiur. Mizor brocha, riboyin shel olam, thank you on the mitzvah. I'm not saying to be soymech. The nafkemin is alemol, person comes, I don't want to get the shayla, you know, I have a brother, my father bought him a small talis kot, mechveis, I'm not going now, you have to know, yesh al malismech. Again, not for you yourself. For you yourself, batalesim kashir. Don't be making. Ramosha Feinstein, Yoredeya, Chele Gimel, Chuben on Beis, brings down, Shekeven Shinago, Betaliskot Nishen, Bashir, Efshar Levorich, Shehavik Moshe Mevorchim al Mide. Again, not the Kule. But you know, a lot of times you see these people, forget about it, it's plastic with holes, yeah? But it's mamish like a bib, yeah? So I'm saying, you have to know, yesh amalismach. It's different things to be ma'ir. When mitzal echol, I want to say the chumr is to buy a talis kmo shetzorich. But mitzal sheni, to know, it's no ander zach. I saw in a sefer, one of the achroinim wants to say a chidush, that all the halachas of the shiur is only leischayev betzitzis. But the kiyumi, you could be mekayim even pochis mekashir. למה יש את משנה ברורה זה משמע אם זה לא שיר את השאל from ברוך לבטול now one רזח this part of the shiur today I mentioned it upon mall but I did a double sholem that the משנה מזל מן הירבח brings down that is a bir aloch and simen samach aleph we don't know why the Chofetz Chaim didn't write it down in Hilchot Tzitzis this is the reason it's not famous but it's in Morachayim Simen Samach Aleph in Biur Alochem. He speaks about the Kohanim that are running to Duchen. And they grab a talis and they run up. Zok there is a problem. If they take talis shel tzibu, so maybe they chayev bebroche. And they don't know make a broche. I'm not going now to pass him if you have to make a broche or not. Zok the Biur Alochem, vegam nicholim. Sha'ivrim isur dalad kanfes beloy tzitzis. Shekevon shekayimon shem mitzvah tzitzis kavone. If you wear tzitzis, you're not mechavon shem mitzvah tzitzis. You over isur al bakanfes b'li tzitzis. So I say, Alamo, the friars will come up to the shemayim. They'll tell them, where was your tzitzis? We didn't wear. No. The neteira will come up, you know, you wore al bakanfes b'li tzitzis. Because mitzvah tzitzis kavone. So you have the isur of al bakanfes on mitzvah tzitzis. So they will sit in Gan Eden, we will be in Gehenna. I remember when I was in Kulteira, I remember I was a bacher, was a vecker, I don't know how they call it today, the one that claps in the morning, was a vecker, and the way he woke up, this I remember, the Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis, this was the way I grew up in a yeshiva. In my yeshiva, this was the vecker, at least in our apartment, the one that was in charge, to remind everyone, the Shem Mitzvah Tzitzis. And in my chaverim, I'm telling you, it was accepted, it was not, everyone knew. Shem is a tzitzis. In the morning. Shem is a tzitzis and we put on the tzitzis.
When you make the brocha, what else do you have in
the morning? Right. You make the brocha right when you wake up?
Put it on.
Okay. If your hands are clean and you don't need to the bathroom, a malach. Say that, what happens till then? Clean the aveira, so. Say that. You put it after, you go, I'll buy with the tzitzis.
Say that.
But you need the bathroom.
What else are you putting up?
More from that. We'll take care of it. A bacher that some people have a talis god. Yeah? Now they make the bracha talis god. They don't make a bracha talis god. Now, Rav Shmuel Zalman himself says that in Michas Chinuch steht nicht das. Michas Chinuch steht, it's the same problem like Rav Shmuel Zalman, if a person goes into a sukkah and forgets to think L'Shem Mitzvah sukkah. So he's having a veire that is Eichel Chuf L'Sukkah. Mitzvah Tzuchis Kavana, so you don't have the mitzvah, you left with the aveir. So Milcha Shleim Simen Aleph. So Rishon Zalman said, tzitzis, you have to have mitzvah tzuchis kavone, on them is the isur dalet kanfes. Now Rishon Zalman goes back and forth, yogirech, nishgirech. But the chkira is that lemaisa the beggar already has alba kanfes. So it has already tzitzis. So where is the isur? But the Mishnebura learns the mitzvah is to wear the beggar mit alba kanfes. The Velt says kulis. What are the kulis? One is because the beggar is miyuchad l'shem tzitzis. So it's kilo anan tzadi, like the Mishnebura says, b'shem l'chay adam, if a person comes to tkiyas and he forgot the mechavan to be yoytze, he's yoytze. Why? For why he came. Says l'chay adam. What should I say? Yeah? He follows l'chay adam. Avada, I think I saw in all the places, they give up clap. We don't want to say mechan lechayada. Here the vekir gave us that clap. But Siddur was to be say mechan that it's oimer lekach. It's another hetach like you said, the broche. But it doesn't help when the people have a talis god. You have to know. We're mechalik shorish chilukim badov. We said about acheinu that we're undershirts instead of tzitzis. Yeah? Such a avle, because these people mamash not mechavet now. So, yeah, give them a zecha undershirt. Because he bought such an undershirt, the Shem Shvach. A beggar that's called Kulei Miyuche, the Chken Her. An undershirt? Because he bought that undershirt? Amoli bought it. So she has a das now, Alam Ofer Tzitzis. So these people think that they're helping Klal Yisrael. With his undershirts, yeah? Ma'asayich ma'chevayich mimech yeitzu. Mimech yeitzu. You have to know. Nishta zei poshu. Then, again, Adar Zogin, that if you have a kavana, you have to know some people, you know, they don't remember what they dress in the morning. You know, you ask, you put on tzitzis, it's checks. Yeah? Also, it's anan tzadi. It's not gloch amor. Avada sidofos to melam et schus. Aber lekatchile, it's negia twice. When you get dressed in the morning, if you go out the mikveh, on Shabbos, or people go every time. So this is what I'm saying to you. You want to answer me, maybe it's a broch. The problem what happens when you go out the mikveh. But you have a das then. No. It doesn't help. It's not a Hesach Hadass, but you're doing the Zalba Mitzvah. So I'm saying, Siddur was to Melam Betzchus. Aber Havada Siddur was to Moisib Zayin. So, that's Hashem, we'll be Zayicha, Betzchus to Mitzvah. Amen.